Right now it's time for Talking Books with Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and joins us here now in the studio. Happy New Year. How are you?
I am fabulous. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
How long into the new year do you have to be before you can't say Happy New Year to people, even if you haven't seen them in the calendar year? Because we're 9 days in. I don't know what the cutoff is.
So I was having this conversation with somebody just yesterday. This exact conversation,
yeah,
because
yeah.
I really don't place any limit. If I haven't seen you in the year yet, and it's, say, July, I might greet you with Happy New Year.
All right, all right.
Somebody else is like, yeah, like 5 days, that's it.
That's about it, yeah. Same rule with birthdays, like how long, what's the statute of limitations before the next time you see someone, you can't say, oh, happy belated birthday anymore.
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Is it a week? Is it a few days?
Is
the next day a little bit gauche?
I'm terrible with birthdays, so people don't expect that from me.
Yeah.
I've never had to really think about that, but I happily say Happy New Year to people I encounter throughout January and sometimes into February.
In this house, we say Happy New
That's
Year.
Right.
Hashtag war on New Year.
But yeah, this is the first Talking Books of 2019,
yeah.
Right? I thought I was going to show up over the holidays, and I was like, yeah, Aaron, I'll be here. Then you would email me like, you going to be here? It's like, yeah, no.
Yeah, no. Not
so
on, not on the holidays.
So it's good to be back in the
kidding?
Chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. So what's going on at the library?
You know, all the things. We never stop. We never sleep. My team is amazing, and there's always something happening. So over the holidays, we had a great time. Mm. We had, of course, winter reading kicked off, and then we had our stuffed animal sleepover. Did you
nice.
Hear about that? Did you
I
see
that? I
don't
know if I did.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
So stuffed animal sleepovers, about 40 or 50 kids signed up. We had to cap it at that many because managing that many stuffed animals is crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
Crazy fun, but crazy.
Stuffed animals running all over the library.
So that's what happened.
Making messes.
So
yep,
the
yep.
kids dropped them off, and they made name tags for them, and they tucked them in and said, you know, have a great sleepover at the library. And then, of course, after their owners left, that's when the hijinks started.
Oh, no, of course.
So
yeah.
the stuffed animals had wacky hijinks all night at the library. And then the next day, the kids came back, and they got to see a slideshow because, of course, they were taking selfies.
Oh,
the
that's
stuffed
awesome.
Animals were. So our awesome staff person, Martha Waters, in our youth services division and her band of merry colleagues organized that. We also had a pop-up planetarium for, gosh, 6 or 8 days, and that was really fun.
I did see the pictures of that.
It
that looked awesome.
It was way cool.
Yeah.
And now we're working on a pajama day at the library. I'm just saying. Stay tuned. More happening or more coming soon. We are working on, it would be a staff and public if you want to wear fuzzy, cute PJs to work and or to visit us. That will
Go
be welcome
it.
On
yeah.
a designated day. So stuffed animals, pajamas, and pop-up planetariums.
Oh, my.
That's what we're all about.
Yeah.
And in between those, we're having all kinds of great programs. Last night, we also had Giant Candyland. I forgot about that. That happened again. Oh, that kid staff. Last night, we had a great program. So we had the Crooks Corner Book Prize.
Yes.
Was announced Monday night.
Jackie Super. Shelton Green was there last night.
Yeah. So the author couldn't make it, but the author of the book, so this is the 6th annual Crooks Book Prize, and it's a $5,000 literary prize for the best debut novel set in the South, and you get a free glass of wine every day for a year at Crooks Corner,
nice.
Right?
Yeah.
So this year's winner was Margaret Wilkerson Sexton, and her book is A Kind of Freedom. It's a really good novel. It's set in New Orleans. It's fabulous. But last night we had a whole group of folks talking about Southern literature and diverse voices. It was really great. And then this week, big, big event coming up on Thursday, I want to get it right, we have a big author coming in, Holly Black. So Flyleaf, our dear friends at Flyleaf, a great independent bookstore, they, you know, get all of the authors on tour, and when they have one that's so big that they can't fit, they say, hey, Chapel Hill Public Library,
nice.
Want to partner? And we say, yes, of course. So Holly Black is coming. She's a big, big name. People know her from everything from the Spiderwick Chronicles to a book called Doll Bones. She's written many, many, many books, and her new series is for teens and adults, I think. So it's a kind of a different age group for her. But we are expecting a big, big crowd. She's a huge name. Like, I sort of know who she is, but people that know, I'll, like, mention
super
her name.
No.
And they're all like, when and where and tell me more and how do I get in the front row and meet her? So that is coming up this Thursday at 6 p.m.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Speaking with Susan Brown, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website, I believe.
You got it.
Yeah. So head online and get the full schedule. So let's talk books. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, did we make any reading resolutions for the new year?
Is this New Year's resolutions?
I think it
is. All right. I've got a stack left. I did a really good job last year wrapping up my project of going through the UNC library, because I'm all about the nerdy
reference
books.
Right, you're pulling a book off the shelf, right?
Pulling books off the shelf at random and just reading them if they look interesting. So I finished that. I'm done. So now I've turned to my own bookshelves, and I've pulled off all of the books that I have and have owned for years but still have not actually read or finished. So I'm working my way through that, and that's my January project. I'm hoping to be done with all of that by January, so fingers crossed I can actually get that done. But that's the general New Year's resolution.
Okay.
Yeah,
so here we go. True confessions time.
Uh-oh.
On Talking Books with Susan Brown, my 2019 my 2019 resolution is to just read.
That's good.
Just read. I haven't been reading. Like, I mean, I come on here every week and
right.
I talk about books. Those are books that I have read, maybe not very recently, because most of 2018, I spent binge watching Netflix.
That's fair.
I'm just saying it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it. I went astray. I was not reading.
That's
reading
totally
very
fair.
Little.
You're reading with your eyes. Which is the same thing.
That's what I told myself. Thank you, Aaron. So, my 2019 resolution is to read more. No excuses.
Okay.
And here's my strategy.
Gotcha.
I am going to have an upstairs book. I'm going to have a downstairs book.
All right.
I'm going to have a ebook downloaded on my phone and or tablet, and I'm going to have an audiobook downloaded
oh,
on
wow.
my phone or tablet. So at
you're
any
always
given time.
Ready. Yeah.
But not the same book, like four different books. So I've got lots of choices. So that's my strategy. Would you like to hear what I've got?
Yes, absolutely.
Ready?
I actually love the idea of having four different books, because I will love like picking up two or three or four different books and just reading them kind of at the same time at different times, because you make such interesting connections between
yes.
books that you never would otherwise.
I totally
so I love
agree.
That. Yeah, so what
okay.
you got?
So my downstairs book is currently, it's a nonfiction book. So as in downstairs in the house. If I'm sitting downstairs, it's like, oh, my book is upstairs. I could walk upstairs or I could turn on Netflix, right?
Right,
I want
right.
to have a book
yes, yeah.
everywhere. So the downstairs book right now, it's called The Library Book by Susan Orlean. So she wrote
oh,
The Orchid.
Yes,
yeah.
I've heard about this.
She wrote The Orchid Thief and The Matterer Picks Up His Hat. I just love her. She writes great narrative nonfiction. She's one of the champions of that page-turning narrative nonfiction. So it's a book that started out she wanted to do a story about the 1986 fire at the Central Library in LA, which she did. But it's also, as the best narrative nonfiction does, unfolds into this sort of ode to libraries, her personal interaction with libraries, why libraries are one of the most important community institutions left in a functioning democracy. It's really good. So I'm about halfway into it. She's a great writer. That's my downstairs book.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So the books that are on my shelf that have sat there for 10 to 12 to 15 to 20 years and I haven't actually got to, you know, like my standard level of nerdiness.
Yes.
These are the books that are too
so
nerdy even for me. So the one that I'm halfway through today and hoping to finish is a book called Dialectic of Enlightenment that was written by Horkheimer and Adorno. I'm not going to recommend that, but what I will recommend is a book by George Saunders, who is
yeah.
a terrific short story writer. 10th of December is fantastic. But I have his, I think, first novel, because short stories mostly, and I think he just came out with this as his first novel. It's called Lincoln and the Bardo.
Oh, so good.
I haven't read it yet. It's next on the list.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Yeah. It's what is it like? It's kind of about Abraham Lincoln, but it's more about his son is on his deathbed or has just died, mm-hmm. and now he's in this like post-death limbo state. And yeah.
Yes, and yeah. multiple points of view, yes. multiple characters. It's unlike any book you've read. I didn't think that I was gonna love it. Everybody loved The 10th of December. I have to be in a mood. I could not match my mood to that book, and okay. I never got into it.
10th of December is good, but it's hit or miss, right? Like, some of the stories are fantastic, others are good, but you don't get into them, yeah.
And let me just tell you, because in the last year, I think I've talked on the show, I've really gotten into audiobooks. Lincoln in the Bardo on audio will blow your mind, because Ooh. It's a celebrity cast of characters doing all the different voices. It's
yeah.
so
oh,
good.
Oh, my God.
So good. So when you finish it, we'll devote a whole show to Lincoln and the Bardo.
Okay,
no, we won't,
yeah.
but maybe.
I know Elizabeth Keckley gets a shout out, and she's
yes,
local. She's from
yes,
Hillsboro,
yeah,
so yeah,
yeah. yeah. Oh, I can't wait to hear your your experience.
Sometime
with
in
that
the
book.
Next 2 weeks, I'm going to sit down and read that book.
Awesome.
So yeah, it'll be soon. But that's what I got. So
I love it.
Yeah.
My upstairs book.
Yes.
Is currently, and so I don't even know. I was trying to think how I got to this book. I love gothic stories. I love dark things, as you know. Oh, I think I watched a new version of Rebecca when I was binge watching.
Right.
Looking for something.
There's a new version of Rebecca?
Yes. It's like the BBC did it like in the 80s or 90s.
Okay.
I think it might have been on Masterpiece. And I watched that and then I was like, oh, I love Daphne du Maurier. I've read Jamaica Island and I've read Rebecca, but she's got all of these other books. So I picked up one at the library called Don't Look Back. Don't Look Now. Don't Look Back. Don't Look Now. I forget. I love it.
I want a book that's called Don't Look Back. Don't Look Now. Don't Look Back. Don't Look Now.
Sorry, it's called Don't Look Now. And it's
that would be a great
really
title.
Weird and dark. And again, I'm about halfway into that one, but most people know that one from the movie version of it. And it was a movie with Donald Sutherland and Julie Christie.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like set in Italy. And it's this whole...
From
this,
the 70s, yeah.
Yeah. And people really know the movie, which I had never heard of. So that's my upstairs book. And I'm going to try and work through the book, which is great. And then see this movie that everybody talks about.
I still have not seen
the
movie.
It's really kind of dark
yeah.
and twisted and strange.
It's
so.
still got a good reputation, though, and I didn't know it was based on a novel.
But see, that's
yeah.
right. But that's also how Netflix led me to my next good book. So,
gotcha.
You know.
All right.
That's
what
cool.
What are your audiobooks?
So my audiobooks are, oh, by the way, speaking of Netflix, I've got to stop talking about Netflix. It's
no,
like
I'm
an addict
get back
or something.
To Netflix at the end of this, but yeah.
Everybody over the holidays was talking about Bird Box, right?
Yes.
That's the Sandra Bullock movie, which I did watch. But that's a great book. I think I've talked about the book on the show before. Very different feeling from the movie, much more okay. ominous and slow. So if you saw Bird Box, I can recommend the book. So my audiobook or my downloadable books, my ebook is Harvest Home by Thomas Tryon. When we had Grady Hendrix here, who did Paperbacks from Hell, we talked about this, and I wanted to reread it. It's Thomas Tryon was an author from the 70s, a sort of obscure horror author. He wrote The Other and Harvest Home and some other ones. But Harvest Home, many people point to as the inspiration for Stephen King's Children of the Corn.
Okay.
So I'm almost finished with that one. It's as good as I thought it was. He's very akin to like Ira Levin and those kind of 70s writer. And then my last one currently, my audiobook, also dark and gothic.
Of course.
Do you sense a trend?
Yes.
Is The Little Stranger by Sarah Waters. So Sarah Waters is a British author. She wrote Fingersmith and, oh gosh, some really, really great books. This is gothic English household, crumbling, like the sort of last vestiges of this once great family post-war. And this doctor comes and starts to interact with the family
uh-huh.
and learn dark secrets. And it's very good on audio because I like old British men talking to me through my earbuds.
Who doesn't? Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's all my books.
Okay. So going back to Netflix, you binge watched a lot in 2018. What from Netflix do you recommend?
Oh my gosh. You're going to put me on the spot.
Okay, I'll recommend.
Yes.
Okay, but as you're thinking, I'll recommend. Everyone was watching Bird Box. Everyone apparently just passed over Roma, which is getting all of the awards buzz and is, I think. Okay, so my favorite movie of last year is still the Mr. Rogers documentary, which was great. After that, Roma is my favorite movie from last year, and it's only available on Netflix. The Filmfest 919 had it at Silver Spot, so
if you went
there and saw it, you got a chance to see it on the big screen. But other than that, your only chance to see it here is on Netflix, but it's available, and you can watch it whenever. So that's my Netflix recommendation if y'all are looking for something. It's very good.
So I got to tell you, maybe January will be my month to try Roma. For me, it felt like work. Like, it's a foreign film. It seems really heavy. I'm like, I'm just going to watch Sandra Bullock floating down
I mean,
river
Bird Box is much lighter than Roma. And knowing what I know about Bird Box, I know that's saying something. But, yeah.
So, okay. Netflix, and this is all very recent because that's what's in my head. I loved Dumplin'. Did you watch that?
No, I didn't.
Also based on a book.
Yeah.
I thought it was so, so good.
I do kind of want to check that out.
It's really good. And then the other one, I wanted to like it. I got about halfway through it, and I'm going to have to try and go back. It's one of my favorite books, The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So everybody was talking about that.
Yes, they were.
And I have to, when I went into it, I was thinking it was going to be the book, and it's this whole flip-flopped thing about the book, so I'm not sure about it, but that's one that when I finish all my books,
I'm gonna go
back and watch on Netflix.
All right, awesome. And that is Talking Books and Netflix for this week. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.